Those are words from Ellen Daly, a nurse who works at the Public Health Center in Sitka. She says whooping cough is quickly spreading through Alaska and that babies and small children are the most vulnerable to the bacteria. Whooping cough, or pertussis, might resemble a common cold at first, with a sniffle and a cough. But if the cough sticks around for longer than 7 days and progresses to violent fits of hacking that sound like it's a good sign it's pertussis, especially if the coughing ends in vomiting. The highest rates of infection are in places where groups of kids congregate, like schools and daycare centers. The good news is it's easy to protect against. Infants as young as 2 months old can be immunized, and it's a part of the regular series of vaccinations that all kids receive. Daly says adults who are around kids should also be immunized. Daly says first, you should go to your healthcare provider for your shots, but if you can't because you're uninsured or underinsured, you can visit the Public Health Center and receive a vaccination.
We are here to serve those who can't get the service anywhere else. You know, somebody that doesn't have Medicare, they're not employed, they don't have money to go to a doctor.
She says everyone can receive an immunization to pertussis if they want one. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.